Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Brian Walsh, a trial that is so unsettling. It isn't just the allegations themselves. It's the chasm between the two stories that are playing out in court. Prosecutors are laying down a timeline so exact it feels like watching a map populate in real time. The pre-dawn Google searches about body disposal, the store runs for cutting tools and chemicals, the phone data and the tracing every mile, the DNA recovered from a trash compactor hours away from home. And then there's the defense version, a version where all of that exists but somehow means something entirely different. A version built on the claim that Anna suddenly died with no warning, and Brian, overwhelmed and terrified, responded not with a cry for help, with a series of actions that mirror deliberate concealment. Two competing stories, one of them grounded in data, timestamps, and physical evidence, the other grounded in emotional possibility and the idea that panic can look indistinguishable from planning. So the question isn't just which story is true, it's which story the jury can live with. And that's why I want to bring in someone who understands not just the law, but the psychology of the juries, the anatomy of the defense strategy, and how narratives look like this, and how this can rise or collapse under scrutiny. Defense attorney and host of Defense Diaries, Bob Mata, is with us, and there's a lot to get into here today. But before we get into the evidence, Bob, does this feel like a defense theory chosen strategically, or one chosen because there was literally no other path available?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say the latter. I think it was a situation, and I was just talking about it on our stream, and I apologize for being late.
You're fine.
I had to kind of dip over here from there. I think that ultimately when you have a client that is confronted with the evidence that they have, okay, and he was confronted with it early on in terms of them saying, hey, look, we found all these searches on this iPad mini and they're a problem. Can you explain them? And at that point he starts lying. Oh, I don't know where those came from. Was it my 6-year old? I didn't do it. Right. Like that whole thing that goes on early on in that investigation, you know, he's pigeonholed himself into lying about that. So when Tipton, his public defender, gets this case and it's going through everything, and if his client is telling him, look, man, like I get it. I did do those searches, but this is why. And it's not because I killed my wife. It's because I went down to clean the kitchen. When I came back up, mysteriously, she had died. I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. I thought that they would pin it on me because they always pin it on the husband. And mistakenly, or whatever the case may be, I decided the best course of action would be to dispose of her body and take it from there, you know? And so when Tipton is, you know, got that set of facts in front of him, and he's got a client who's adamantly telling him that he didn't kill his wife, he's basically got no other option. Like, I don't know what else the guy could do, you know, even if in his own mind, his attorney's like, okay, well, this guy's completely full of shit.
Yeah.
That's not the way defense work works. You don't get to do that. You know, you have to do the job. Got a client professing his innocence, at least as to the murder itself, but he's owning up to the fact that he did dismember the body and dispose of it. So it's a wacky defense. I was dying to know coming in light of the fact that he had pled out to the two other charges, which was the lying to the cops and the disposal of the body. I was very curious to see what they were going to do with it. So during openings, we found out, and this is what they're going to do. It's their story and they're sticking to it, D.
I have a question. Do you mind if I jump in for just a second?
Yep.
So Bob, what's it like as a defense attorney sitting there across the table from somebody and you're looking at him going, like you said, you are just full of shit. You still have a job to do. What's it like representing somebody like that? Have you had to do that a few times?
Oh, yeah. I mean, defense attorneys have to do it all the time. You know, I mean, there's the concept of, you know, you can't know what happened because none of us were there. The cops weren't there. Prosecutor wasn't there. We certainly weren't there when the crime took place. You know, from our perspective, we have to take whatever our client is saying to us at face value. Obviously, we're going to have our own opinions, which typically, you know, moving towards trial, when you're going through the evidence with your client, you're saying, look, this is super problematic, buddy. You know, I know that you're telling me that you didn't do this, but they have a lot of really powerful evidence against you. You know, do you want me to talk to the state about potentially coming up with a plea agreement on this case? And it doesn't even have to be a murder case. It could be anything, you know, take it out of the realm of the most extreme cases and just put it in the realm of a more mundane case, like a theft case, or, you know, like a drug possession case or anything of that nature. And, you know, you're always going to look at the evidence. You're always going to go to your client and say, this is what they've got. And, you know, it's problematic. Or, you know, I think that we have a defense here that supports your position. Either way, you know, as a defense attorney, kind of where this thing's going to end up at trial. You know, you have, if you're an experienced trial attorney and they've got powerful evidence, you know, you're telling your client, look, man, I get that you're saying that you're innocent, but if we go to trial on this thing, there's no magic that's going to happen at trial. There's no silver tongued-ness that's going to happen at trial that's going to allow us to win this case. You're going to get convicted. So based on what I'm telling you, you know, you make your decision on what you want to do here. You want to go forward with the trial, or do you want me to try to get a plea agreement that, you know, where the punishment fits the crime. And then I kind of operate from that position. You know, sometimes you'll have clients that are adamant about going to trial, that they don't give a shit how much powerful evidence the state has, and then you're stuck and you go in and your job in that situation is to make sure that your client's getting a fair trial. Okay. And make sure that the prosecutor's doing their job correctly. Make sure that the cops did their job correctly. And then once you do all those things and you allow the facts to play themselves out, you know, as a defense attorney, that the right result is probably going to happen for the most part, like in a vast majority of situations. So, you know, I mean, you have your job as a defense attorney, you know, and you're going to do it. And, you know, and if you're stuck in a situation like Tipton is, who again is his public defender, wherein you're stuck with these facts and you've got a client that's just not admitting that he did what the state's saying that he did, then, you know, you put it out there and you let the jury do its job and you let the state do their job.
Is that difficult when you have kind of a split the difference strategy going on here? Because I'm wondering if that's what initially happened here, if it was like, look, let's try and work on some sort of a plea deal here, which they came to where he came out and said, you know, I'm guilty on the first two charges, but not on the others. Do you think that that was a difficult conversation behind closed doors where Tipton was like, okay, like you're going to say this? It feels like he made it even harder to argue the case by admitting the first two pieces of this, the lying to the cops and the disposing of the body. And then now we're going to go try and argue that you didn't kill your wife, even though you did these two. It's a weird strategy. And I'm wondering if it's one that was more so employed by Tipton saying, let's do this, or more so Brian Walsh and what we know about him and his ever narcissistic wisdom saying, no, this is going to be good. This is going to work good. And by the way, do you want to buy a Warhol?
Right.
Yeah, no, I think that ultimately it's born out of the fact that his client is not confessing to him that he committed the homicide. Yeah. 'Cause in this particular type of defense, T, you know, the question immediately becomes is Brian Walsh going to have to testify? And I think that he's going to have to. Mm-hmm. I just think that he's going to have to testify. And so, you know, from a defense attorney's perspective, we are not allowed to suborn perjury, meaning that Brian Walsh couldn't have said, I did this. We got to figure out a way out of it. So Tipton's not going to be able to come into court and put his client on the stand and suborn perjury. Mm-hmm. When if Walsh has said, I've done the crimes, all of them, but you know, your job is to get me off. That's not how this shit works.
No, it's just not
how it works. So what I think happened is that ultimately Tipton went to him with what he already knew, because he had already been grilled on this shit. They had already charged him with lying. They knew that he was lying. They knew that he had done the searches. There was no other reasonable explanation other than unless he's going to try to throw his own mother under the bus, and that it was her that had done all the searches and the crime, that, you know, there's no other explanation that's going to lead to anyone else other than Brian Walsh having been the culprit of this crime. So he's got all that. And then I think we'll figure out, based on when these experts were retained, in terms of which I'm sure we're going to get into, which is their defense, this sudden unexpected death syndrome.
Yeah.
We'll know at what point Tipton kind of said, all right, this is the way we're going to go in terms of our theory of defense. It's the only thing that we've got. And we'll know at what point in time that happened, whether it was preceding trial by months, whether it was way back when. Because there wasn't a plea, there was not a plea agreement in terms of him changing his plea. Like, I don't think the state offered him shit. That wasn't the state saying, okay, we're going to allow you to plead out to these two things to muddy up our case. I think what he just decided to do is, look, you're going to have to just plead guilty to these things. You're going to have to change your plea. You're going to have to step in front of the judge and say, I know that I initially pled not guilty to those two charges, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to own it. I did do those things. And so that's what happened there. So, yeah, man, I just think ultimately Tipton's playing the hand that he was dealt. And, you know, and he's stuck with a client who's just not making the admission that he killed her.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Alec Murdaugh strategy in a way, where right at the very last minute, okay, I admit it, I lied. I lied. And then it goes into his whole tale of here's what really happened. And oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Right.
Yeah. Quite tangled, without a doubt. We got the Google searches, and these are some of the most damning digital pieces of evidence I think that we've seen. When I talk about digital footprints, this is usually the case I go to give examples of just how damning these sort of things can be. As a defense attorney, where do you even start when the timestamps and these searches line up so cleanly and look so damn incriminating? I don't know how they are going to try and paint this thing as anything other than what it really appears to be, murder and covering up a body, especially with some of the searches done prior to her death as well.
Yeah. It's the Google searches are incredibly damning. The question is, in terms of the timing of it, they're all very damning, but they actually kind of do fit into this fakakta story that they've come up with.
Right.
That she, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only Google search that really takes place prior to, you know, that New Year's Eve timeline in terms of, you know, the first substantive search that takes place is at like 4:54 a.m. where he does the first search that you're like, holy shit, is the 12:27 thing where he says, you know, what's the best state to get a, you know, a divorce if you're a man. Mm-hmm. So like, that's the only kind of smoking gun Google search that takes place prior to. So there's nothing that exists prior to the New Year's Eve date wherein he's Googling things like we end up seeing after the fact. So that kind of actually, which I think, again, from Tipton's perspective, he's like, all right, well, this guy is saying that he didn't do it, and this is what he's telling me happened. And the evidence that we have kind of supports it. So, you know, whether or not a jury's ever going to buy it is a whole different thing. But in terms of it being implausible, it's not, because of the timing of the searches. Now, to me, the biggest factor that I think is kind of wanting from the state's evidence is the fact that we know that there's a Google search wherein he is searching how to get blood out of the wood. Right.
Yeah.
So, which tells us that she wasn't killed in the basement, because we've seen the floor of the basement, it's concrete. And the one thing that at least we haven't, I'm not aware that it exists, and they're very early on in the state's case in chief, it may exist, and maybe it just hasn't come out in the pretrial motions. Did they find evidence of either cleaning materials being used upstairs where the crime might have been committed? Because if they have one piece of evidence, that would indicate that she was killed, not dying suddenly of some unexpected medical thing coming up, then their theory shot to shit, because then you know that she was killed upstairs and she had to have been killed some way, unless, of course, he strangled her and there's no blood, or he put a pillow over her head and killed her.
But there's no body. So how do you?
Exactly. I mean, so that's the problem for the state in the case. You know, ultimately, they're not going to be able to show what the cause of death is. You know, they're not going to be able to do that because they just haven't been able to find her remains. So it's a really, like, at the end of the day, do I think that a jury's ever going to buy it? No. But in terms of kind of the puzzle pieces being put together, there are gaping holes for the state wherein, again, when you're thinking about the theory of defense and did Tipton have any other way to go with it? Not really, but he took advantage of the fact that they're not going to be able to prove how she was killed.
At some point, do you think it probably just depends how much of a corner they get pushed into here? Are we going to hear the details of, okay, she was dead, and then I decided that the best way is to dispose of her, and the best way would be to to cut her up, apparently. and I decided to do it in the bedroom, and that was a bad idea. So then I moved her to the basement. Like, could they try and explain things away that way, where it's like, yeah, we did get some of the blood on the wood, but that's not from me murdering her. It's from me chopping her up. That's all it is, everybody. When you just start chopping up your wife after she dies of sudden adult death syndrome or whatever the hell they're trying to say this is. I mean, it's kind of chameleoning the whole storyline around whatever it needs to fit, no matter how crazy it is, as long as you can say it with a straight face, maybe somebody will believe this.
Yeah, all it takes is one for a mistrial, you know. And when I was watching the openings, T and Stace, the one thing that I kind of gleaned from it is I will not be shocked at all, because we know one of the things that they found when they found, you know, these various bags of garbage that he was dumping all over the cities, right? When he's driving around, on his very busy days, as they find her COVID vaccination card. I immediately thought that I'm not going to be shocked, because we know that there's a large segment of society. I don't know if it's large or not, but there's a segment of society that believes that the vaccination has been linked to causing kind of sudden deaths of people, unexplained. I will not be at all surprised. And as a matter of fact, I think that they might lean into it, that they're going to put it on the vaccination as being the source of what killed Anna suddenly and unexplainably. Don't be shocked if that happens. If one of these doctors says that, you know, puts that out there as a distinct possibility of what might have happened here.
But again,
Anna Walsh,
doesn't that say a lot about a spouse? You know, no matter the state of your relationship, if something happens to you, your first instinct is to go, well, I need to cut this body up instead of calling. I mean, like, fucking this is insane. The mother of my children, but I'm going to dismember her and get rid of her, because that's cheaper than a funeral these days.
It's insane is what it is. It's insane to think, because here's the competing issues with, if it's him thinking, okay, I'm panicking because they're going to think, because I'm the husband, that I did something to her because she was having an affair, which I became aware of. So they're going to think that I'm the guy. So I've got to make it look like she's just vanished. Okay. Because they're going to pin this shit on me. The problem is that he has to know. I mean, this guy's not a total moron. He's a fucking con man. The guy's trying to sell fake Warhols to people and was convicted of it in federal court, not through a trial, but he pled guilty to doing it. So, I mean, the guy's not a total moron. He has to know. Even if he thinks he's being slick and using his six-year-old's iPad mini to conduct the searches, that law enforcement is going to look at all the devices, that eventually they're going to find these searches. He had to know. So this concept that, okay, they're going to pin it on me because I'm the husband and I found out about this affair that she's having, in comparison to, they're going to find all these fucking bizarre search terms that I've put into my son's iPad mini. Which one's worse? They're always going to think that the second one's worse. They're going to think that you killed your wife once they find those Google searches. So it's like there was never a way this was going to work out to where they weren't thinking that he was the guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like there's just, I cannot work a way in my mind to where he didn't think that. And if he didn't, then he is a bigger moron that I give him credit for, you know, I mean, which is possible.
I think there's a lot of that at play here, of the bigger moron than we give him credit for.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No